Good evening. Here is the 10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. Plans are on the way for the organization of the Southwest Cultural Festival. Three construction sites in Bamenda were scrutinized today by funds of the Northwest region. The 2024 Paralympic Games has opened with 4,400 athletes from 186 countries involved in the event. The news in full. Traditional rulers of the Southwest region have disclosed their desire to organize a festival to consolidate the return of normalcy in the region. The project was presented to the Prime Minister today in Yaoundé during an audience he accorded a delegation of the Southwest Chief Conference. Joseph Diongute also granted audience to the paramount ruler of the canton of Akwa Duala, Louis D. Dinkan Akwa, who is on his maiden tour to Yaoundé after his enthronement. Our star building correspondent Christian Chiatam has the details.
After some 7 years of socio-political unrest, during which life in the Southwest region has gone through tough times, members of the Chiefs Conference visited the Prime Minister of Government, Joseph Diongute, to present their happiness with all the efforts made by the administration to restore normalcy. Chief Moses Obenofunde, President, Southwest Chiefs Conference.
Over the last 7 years, we've been in difficult circumstances, and in the difficulties, we recognize that the government and through the head of state took some measures which are making us a little more comfortable in our region. So to that extent, we are thanking the head of state through the Prime Minister for the measures which they took and for the peace which we already see around us.
The chiefs also presented to the PM their desire to organize a festival as a means of consolidating the return to normalcy in the Southwest region.
Cognizance of the fact that things are getting normal, we decided to come up with things that would cement that normalcy. And one of those things is to organize a mega cultural festival in Boya come December. And we think that in that cultural festival, we would again preach peace if there's reason to preach it at that time. We would ensure that we get social cohesion amongst our people, let them live the way they used to live, try to encourage some investments that would improve the economic standing and financial standing of the people. He gave his formal blessing to what we want to do.
The Prime Minister equally received a delegation from the canton of Akwa in Douala, led by the paramount ruler, Louis Dindika Akwa, who is on his first outing to meet his people in Yaoundé.
We came here to meet our people living here in Yaoundé, and we took the opportunity to pay a courtesy visit to the Prime Minister.
The traditional ruler told the PM that as an auxiliary of the administration, he stands ever ready to collaborate with authorities throughout his reign. Christian Che Adam, CRTV, The Star Building.
Children of deceased policemen in Betwa have received free medical care offered by the East Branch of the Policemen's Wife Association, POWA. The main objective of the activity that took place at the National Security Health Center in Betwa is to ensure that the children are in good health before school resumption in September. Bennett Akame Ondua reports from CRTV East.
According to the Policemen's Wives Association, POWA, Betwa chapter, a child can better study if he or she is in good health. Marceline Bala, Secretary General, POWA East. Today we are offering health care services to these orphans because we want to be sure that they are in good health before schools resume. Specialists consulted the 56 children's vision, dentition, and also tested for malaria, typhoid, and other illnesses commonly suffered by children. Marie-Louise Abondo, President, POWA East. We are here to give hope to these orphans. They have undergone several medical examinations. The operation, which engaged children from 0 to 15 years old, is considered timely. Young man Cecile, parent of beneficiary. I'm very thankful to the POWA Association for this opportunity. Most of our children are sick, and this exercise will be very helpful to us. The activity continues till the 7th of September, where school kids will be handed to over 200 children. Betwa, Benet Akame Ondua, CRTV.
School campuses in the Ocean Division have opened their doors to parents and students seeking admission for the new school year. Head teachers and principals say there is a lot of activity going on site, especially people seeking information on new methods of paying tuition fees and student identification. Bruno Dongwe Fongwe.
Some administrative staff of most schools in the Ocean Division are occupied with the setting up of teachers' timetable and making sure the campuses are environmentally friendly to receive students for the new school year. A number of parents flood into offices seeking guidance on the new method of paying school fees and students' identification. Orientation is a big move at the government bilingual high school, Kribi Urban, and registration of new and old students pursues at the College Advances in Kribi. Pierre Obam is principal.
We are recruiting new teachers because there are some that are applying for a post of teacher. We are working on the timetable, and we think that next week all will be ready.
The government bilingual high school, Kribi, is set to open to staff and students and are making sure new regulations put in place by the Ministry of Secondary Education to pay fees and identify students are respected. Bruno Ndongwe Funwe, CRTV, Kribi.
And some second-hand textbook vendors in Douala are in confusion since the publication of a new book list for secondary schools. Our reporter Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz has the details.
Bruno, Francois and Samuel are all second-handed booksellers at Douala Bar, a neighborhood in Douala. They are sitting behind their tables waiting for customers and have explained that the business is very slow at a time when they should be affluent.
Textbooks of the first cycle that we often sell more is not programmed, but that of second cycle is unchanged. It is the most difficult season since I started selling textbooks. The change has caused a scandal amongst sellers and parents. We cannot sell anything this year except textbooks from second and terminals.
They have also complained to have invested huge sums of money before the publication of this year's book list.
We stocked before the change. We just have now our eyes to cry. We have a stock of textbooks in the warehouse. We had invested millions.
Even with their worries and complaints, the prices of these books still remain unchanged.
All the textbooks already have the price tags printed at the back of the textbooks. Parents still come to us because we sell lesser than bookshops.
Despite this, the second-hand booksellers remain hopeful that the situation will improve before September 9. Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz, CRTV News, Douala.
Members of the private higher education corps in the Northwest region have lauded government's efforts in restructuring the higher education sector, especially the HND programs in the medical and biomedical fields for the 2024-2025 academic year. During a press briefing in Bamenda today, they pleaded with competent authorities to grant a three-year period of grace for private school officials to prepare to implement the new reforms in the medical and biomedical fields. Veronica Aji reports.
The heart of the city of Ngaoundere was full of excitement as people from all walks of life gathered at the Intercultural Harmony Fair, the first edition organized in collaboration with various local cultural.
We are sorry for that report. We'll definitely get it after this one. Still in the Northwest, officials of the Northwest Regional Assembly have evaluated the ongoing construction of the regional launch. The assembly headquarters and four science laboratory of government bilingual high school Bamendankwe in Bamenda One Council. Fela Kezia Fonja.
The officials made their first stop at the regional lodge, where they observed that the execution of works is by all standards on time and with expected quality. Next stop was at the regional assembly headquarters. The president of the Northwest Regional Assembly, Professor Fru Angwafo, says he is satisfied with ongoing works.
I think there is finally a mastery of the huge rock that was impeding the installation of the foundation. We noticed that structure will have three foundations. The first two have been footed and work is continuing. The pace has been improved upon.
At the government bilingual high school, Bamendankwe, the construction of 4 science labs are nearing completion.
We saw the infrastructure respected the guidelines of government for inclusivity, access, security within the first for biology, the second for physics and geology, and the third for chemistry, so that our children refocus their lives on building capacity.
The Regional Executive Council plans on conducting regular follow-ups to monitor progress and ensure that the projects align with the region's development goals. Fela Kezia Fonja reporting for Sierra TV Northwest.
And back to the stories, members of the private higher education corps in the Northwest region have lauded government's efforts in restructuring the higher education sector, especially the HND programs in the medical and biomedical fields for the 2024-2025 academic year. Veronica Aji.
Registration into the medical and biomedical fields for the 2024-2025 academic year has been temporarily suspended, but private higher institutions are still functional. Reverend Bazil Njoya, Vice President of the Association of Northwest Private Higher Education Institutions, explains.
It is clearly stated that students in the programs of nursing, midwifery, and all the other fields of medical and biomedical sciences, that they will have to continue their program.
During a press briefing in Bamenda with representatives of private higher institutions dubbed Anuefi, members saluted government efforts in improving on the quality of training for medical and biomedical personnel in private higher institutions, pleading for a 3-year period of grace to enable them prepare properly. Reverend Bazil Njoya, once again.
Before the press release was done, quite a good number of higher institutions had already opened their doors for admissions, and they had admitted quite a good number of students already. There are institutions that are already embarked upon improving on their infrastructure and improving on some of their equipment and even recruiting new staff.
Registration into other fields of studies in private higher institutions is ongoing, hitch-free. Veronica Aji, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And out of the country, South African billionaire Johan Robert has overtaken Nigerian industrialist Aliko Dangote as Africa's richest person, according to the latest data from the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. Robert's net worth has increased by $1.9 billion to $14.3 billion, placing him as the 147th person globally, 12 places ahead of Mr. Dangote. Now, sports. The 2024 Paralympic Games has officially opened with 4,400 athletes to compete in 22 disciplines. Among the athletes from the 186 countries, 5 of them are from Cameroon, and they will be involved in 3 disciplines: athletics, taekwondo, and powerlifting. Chemoni Tokam Gile will open Cameroon's campaign in the event at 9:31 a.m. tomorrow when she takes on Leonor Espinoza from Peru in taekwondo. Chiefy Constant, coach of Tama Giselle Mange, the para-powerlifting, says her elite is ready for the competition.
We have a positive attitude due to the adapted infrastructures that were kept for us. It's adaptable to the different coaches. As far as para-powerlifting is concerned, we are focused. We do what we're supposed to do. I think everything is positive as far as we are concerned. Health-wise, we are okay. There is no negativity. As far as my elite is concerned, she's positive. She's serious. What she has come to do, she will do it.
And that brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashutiku.